cast your burden on the Lord. Have you ever wished that you could just throw off difficulties and problems, that you could be freed from your cares? Cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. Psalm 55, verse 22. Thus you can. Our cares may be transferred to God. He will take care of us. We may place our trust in Him. But often we do not. We tend to be like the vagabond who is walking along the road with a heavy burden on his back. A farmer with a horse and wagon stopped and called, "Friend, climb in the back. I'll take you to town." With much gratitude, the heavily loaded man climbed in the back of the wagon. After a while, the farmer noticed that his passenger, although he was sitting in the wagon, still had his heavy load on his shoulder. He called, "Friend, lay your burden down. Why are you still holding it on your shoulder?" The man replied, "I thought it might be too heavy for the wagon, so I kept it on my shoulder." We're often like that. We come to the Lord for salvation, but think we must carry our own load. Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28. We can rely on God.
Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
Isaiah 26, verse 4. Often, rather than trusting God, we depend on something that is not trustworthy. The Scriptures warn us not to place our trust in the wrong things. We may not trust in our own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Sometimes God allows us to experience difficulties so we will learn to place our trust in Him. Paul wrote, "For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead." 2 Corinthians 1, verses 8 and 9. We may not place our trust in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man, and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8. We may not place our trust in military might. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel nor seek the Lord. Isaiah 31, verse 1. We may not place our trust in riches. He who trusts in his riches will fall. Proverbs 11, verse 28. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. 1 Timothy 6, verses 17 through 19. If we trust in God, we can be free of fear. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Psalm 112, verse 7. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Isaiah 12, verse 2. We may trust even when things seem bad. We can follow the example of Daniel's three friends. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Daniel 3, verses 16 through 18. Because of their example of trust, Nebuchadnezzar believed in God. At first he said, what God is there who can deliver you out of my hands? Daniel 3, verse 15. What does he say later? Nebuchadnezzar responded and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who put their trust in him, violating the king's command, and yielded up their bodies so as not to serve or worship any god except their own God. Daniel 3, verse 28. When we trust in God, we receive grace. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Psalm 32, verse 10. We trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. 1 Timothy 4, verse 10. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Mark 16, verse 16. Do not try to carry your own load. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Amen.